Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ. So I haven't done a Power Pop episode since episode number 195, way back in August of 2017. And that was actually the last episode I released before the first Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. I've done three or four AOR episodes since then, so a new Power Pop episode is long overdue. As you may know, Power Pop is the first genre that I covered on the podcast. And this is one of those genres that has long been an obsession for me. When I say power pop, I am mostly talking about late 70s, early 80s bands that came after the punk rock craze. Power pop was a throwback to the 60s, so a lot of the riffiness and maybe the slower or medium tempos from 70s rock were out. But a lot of these songs are more melodic or more complex melodically than your basic 60s garage rock or pop. So it's post-punk, lumped in with new wave, up-tempo, poppy, melodic, became a big fad after the huge success of the Knack. The record labels signed a whole bunch of bands. There were thousands of bands and records released around the world. All right, so let's hear some stuff. First up, we're going to hear a band called Promise from Boulder, Colorado. Record came out in 1980 on their own Cumulus record label. The band was co-led by singer-songwriters guitarists Kurt Mangan and Danny May. On bass, they had Randy Jones and a drummer named Gary York. This is a pretty rare, sought-after power pop record. Let's hear a song from it. This is The Promise and a song called Later On Tonight.
Mother said, girl, you best beware. He lives in a world without a care. Oh, love, I know what it's about. Why do I have to shout? Why can't we talk? Maybe I dream a bit too much, but only a dreamer stays in touch. We'll be right back.
Up next is a song by Matt Barrett from a 4-song EP that he released in 1980 called The Ruse. Helping Matt out on this record was a guy named Rick Miller, who would later be known as Parthenon Huxley. Together they went into a studio in Chapel Hill with future REM collaborators Don Dixon producing and playing bass and Mitch Easter playing drums. They recorded 2 songs in that session, and a couple years later, after Rick Miller had formed his own power pop band called The Blazers, previously heard on a power pop episode, Matt Barrett went into the studio with Don Dixon and recorded 2 more songs in order to release this 4-song EP called The Ruse. Let's hear one of the 2 songs recorded later by Matt Barrett with Don Dixon. This is a great song called How Could I Have Known? Up next is a band called the Steve Roper Band out of Sweden. This band had identical twin guitar players. We're going to hear a great song from a 3-song EP the band put out in 1982. This is the Steve Roper Band, and Why Does It Have to Be This Way?
Sweet.
Up next is a band out of Milwaukee that was called the Baxters. Members of this band were Scott Krueger, Jerome Brisch, Martin Crone, and Jim Keller. This band came out of another band from the mid-70s in Milwaukee called In a Hot Coma. And that band had actually played on the same bill as Cheap Trick back in 73, 74. Let's hear a song by the Baxters out of Milwaukee. This is called What You Gonna Do.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
So after the Baxters, Scott Krueger formed a band called The Orbits. He would also later go on to be in a band called The Shivers that have been heard previously on a Power Pop episode. But The Orbits was a band made up of Scott Krueger, Bob Wren, and Breck Burns. They recorded two songs at Shade Tree Studios in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin for a single that came out in 1980. The B-side was a song called Phenomenal World. Let's hear the A-side by The Orbits. This is a song called Make the Rules.
Yeah.
Up next is a band from the Bay Area in California called The Singles. They released one 4-song EP on their own Big Cheese label in 1983. This is a song by The Singles called Nicole. Hot Rocket and the Twins was a power pop punk band out of New York City, released 3 singles between 1980 and 1981. There's also a compilation called Television Rules that came out in 2005. Let's hear a great song by Hot Rocket and the Twins called One More Eviction.
Stand, and he walks a man with a paper in hand. You got something else to lose.
Toby Red was a Detroit band made up of Chris Mazzola, Dennis Martz, Denny Backos, and Tony Cutino. They released a record called A to Z in 1982. Later on, a drummer named Chad Smith, pre-Red Hot Chili Peppers, would join this band, and they would have an album on Nemperor Records in 1986. But let's hear a song from that first record by Toby Red. The record's called A to Z, came out in 1982. This is called Can't Get a Job. The Impostors, that's O-R-S at the end, not E-R-S, formed as a three-piece band in Sonoma County, California in 1978, built a strong following in the Bay Area. Their first release was an EP called Nighttime TV, followed up in 1980 with another single called Don't Get Mad. Those are both on 415 Records. In 1983, The Impostors released an album called Mask. Let's hear a song from that record by The Impostors. It's called Inside My Head. Up next is a UK band called Tonight. They were active from June 77 to January of 79, released 4 singles. A compilation called Drummer Man came out in 2010. Let's hear the B-side from the band's first single. This is called No Sympathy. Tunes were a band out of Topeka, Kansas, active between 1979 and 1983. They released a 4-song EP in 1982, and a compilation was released by Cheap Rewards Records in 2013. Let's hear a song from that comp by the Tunes. This is called Love Uncool. This Kids were a band out of Oceanside, California. Put out a 12-inch EP called Let's Have Fun on Pop Records in 1983. Let's hear a great song from it by This Kids. It's called In Such a Hurry. Tearjerkers were an Irish band that released four singles between 1979 and 1982. Let's hear the B-side of their second single, Murder Mystery. This is the Tearjerkers and a song called Heart on the Line.
Because I make a point of acting like a fool, it doesn't mean I can't be hurt. I can't, so don't be cruel. It isn't easy saying this. It means defense is down. And now my heart's on the line, not for all to see. My heart's on the line, you can take it from me. Everything's open for the very first time. I feel exposed cause my heart's on the line. I realize that I haven't got sole ownership of you. But when I try to tell you that my love for you is true, something always steps in front, the cynic or the fool. And now my heart's on the line, not for all to see. My heart's on the line, you can
it from me. Everything's open for the very first time. I feel exposed cause my heart's on the line. 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 Heart's on the line.
The Third Floor Strangers were a duo from Buffalo, New York. They put out one album in 1981 called Last Chance. Let's hear a song from that record by the Third Floor Strangers. This is called The Long Letter. Up next is a band out of Syracuse, New York, called The Ohms, O-H-M-S. This band was made up of bassist Rick Suburban, drummer Ducky Carlisle, and singer-guitarist Zenny Caucasian. Great names. This single came out in 1979. The A-side was a song called Teenage Alcoholic. We're going to hear the B-side by The Ohms. This is called Chain Letter.
I just can't say it.
The last ones were a band out of Boston, made up of Rick Caraccio, who had previously been in the band DMZ, Ricky Carmel from the Liars, bassist Dean Carmel, Ricky's brother. Rick Caraccio and Ricky Carmel both played guitar and sang, and then the drummer was named Richie Johnson. So this is a band called The Last Ones from Boston, put out a 4-song EP in 1983. Let's hear a song from that record, which was released by Star Rhythm Records. This is The Last Ones and a song called Bit of You. Breathers were a band out of Florida, released one single in 1982. Let's hear a song from it by The Breathers. This is called Did You Think? The Artists, with an exclamation point, were a band out of Kansas City made up of Joe Welsh, Brian Darner, Richard Streeter, and Chris Kaufman. They released a 3-song single in 1982 on Toledo Tunes Records. Let's hear a song from that single by The Artists. It's called Don't Know How.
Tell a lie.
UK band made up of Mitt Limbs, Andy B. Normal, Paul Jepp, and Ray Romance. More great names. The Neat put out a 7-inch in 1980 called Hormones in Action in My Heart. Check it out.
My heart.
does it. Hormones in action in my heart.
Hormones in action in my heart.
Hormones in action.
Clones were an Australian band, released one single in 1980 on RCA Records. Let's hear a song from it by The Clones. This is called Happy I'm With Her.
I look at her, I see myself in love. I can't explain the dream it has on me. And I look away, but still I see her on my mind. Gonna push you high inside of me. Happy I'm with her. Happy I'm with her. But she's not here, I have no clue at all. Seeing her, having her with me. If she went away, I couldn't face another day. I need her so, I'll let her know somehow. Happy I'm with her. Happy I'm with her. I'm with her tonight. Yeah, I'm happy I'm with her tonight. Happy I'm with her. Happy I'm with her. I'm with her tonight. Yeah, I'm happy I'm with her tonight. I can see we'll make it to the end. She can see she'll always be with me. Nothing can go wrong with us. Things are too good now. We'll make it through like I knew before. Happy I'm with her. Happy I'm with her. Happy I'm with her.
The Phone Cops were a band out of Virginia. They had a song on one of those radio station compilations from the radio station WNOR. The album's called Best Kept Secrets. Came out in 1982. Let's hear a song by The Phone Cops from that radio station compilation. This is called Tell Me a Lie.
I don't
Shake were a California-based melodic rock band. In 1984, they had a self-released 6-song EP called Swept Away. Let's hear a song from it by Shake. This is called I Want to Know. And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Vierzehn Jahre ist es her, seit es im 20. Jahrhundert mal wieder so richtig geknallt hat.
Glaubst du, die Welt hat sich sehr verändert?
Verändert?
Nein!
Und es wird Zeit aufzutauchen, ein wenig frische Luft zu schnappen, etwas Staub einzuatmen und nette Leute kennenzulernen. Ein zauberhafter Spaziergang in die Zukunft. Zwei harmlose Knaben auf dem Weg in eine Welt, die von echt abgefahrenen Typen bewohnt wird. Verrückt!
Nimm meinen Körper, Mann!
Dein Fleisch riecht süß.
Hungrig und tierisch gierig.
Wir verdammten Ratten! Ah!
Wo alle Fantasie endet und die Zukunft beginnt.
Ihr Penner habt Edge City wirklich zum Tanzen gebracht.
Guilty Pleasures!
Radio Active Dreams.
It's only beginning.
shake it up and make it up for lost time.
Radioactive Dreams, wo nichts mehr so ist, wie es vorher einmal war.
That was the trailer for a 1985 post-apocalyptic sci-fi comedy called Radioactive Dreams, because we're going to hear a song from that film right now, performed by the actress Sherry Saba. This is a song called Psychedelic Man.
John Hand, or John R. Hand, with the Pulsing Cinema. I've just gotten out of a screening of Albert Pyun's. I always used to call him Albert Pyun, but it's like Pyun. That's how everybody says it in the screenings I've been to. There are many Albert Pyun screenings every once in a while in Austin, various sundry Albert Pyun movies, but I just got out of Radioactive Dreams in scope 35mm. Oh my God, where has this movie been all my life? You know, Radioactive Dreams, you probably are well acquainted with the VHS cover. You've probably passed it by many a time. It's an oddball film. It's an oddball video cover. You know, what is this? Is it a post-apocalyptic? Is it kind of a new wave 80s type of Blade Runner-esque type of, like, neo-noir type of throwback? Is it a poppy new wave, like, Streets of Fire type movie full of, like, high energy 80s songs? Well, yes, it is. It's full of high energy 80s songs. It's a beautiful scope film, has a post-apocalyptic element to it. The film is many things. The film is like much of director Albert Pune's filmography. It's so diverse. It's so many things. But really what it is utterly about, ultimately, it is full of vitality, it's full of energy, it's full of incredible performances. At the core of Radioactive Dreams is John Stockwell, Arnie's friend from John Carpenter's Christine, and Michael Dudikoff, American Ninja, as these two young guys who've been in a basically stowed away in an underground shelter all of their life, while the nuclear holocaust has gone on in the background, and they've been hard-boiled crime story junkies, and they emerge from this bunker into this post-apocalyptic world and go on a quest, and my God, wow. Woo-hoo. It's full of 80s musical shit and beautiful cinematography and my God, you just wonder what the fuck happened to Michael Dudikoff and John Stockwell. Okay, they're doing some great stuff. They're still doing some great stuff, but this is a great film. This is a film where if you watch it and you don't enjoy it, I kind of almost don't want to know you. But I mean, it's an eclectic experience. It's a strange experience. I mean, but that's what Albert Pune's movies are about, and they're also about action. This man knows how to film action sequences. I just saw a few months back, I saw Nemesis in 35mm at the Drafthouse Ritz. And by the way, this was part of a Weird Wednesday showing at the Drafthouse here in Austin, Texas. They show all kinds of weird stuff. But I'm sure Radioactive Dreams is screened in Los Angeles, is screened here before. I mean, this thing is too good to keep silent, to keep it to yourself. This is such a great film. This is such a joyous film. This is such a fun film. The movie, the theater was like half packed. There was nobody there. Thank God. You know, it's become a bit of an epidemic at the Draft House. Terror Tuesday is that we have the two big programs here are Terror Tuesday and Weird Wednesday, and Terror Tuesday recently has just, it just sells out, and it's not fun, it's not funny, and Weird Wednesday is just getting weirder and stranger and more eclectic, and it's just fun. It's fun. It's fun stuff. And that could describe Radioactive Dreams to a T. And I don't even think Radioactive Dreams has been released on DVD or high definition or video on demand or whatever in this full scope remastered thing. Now, some of the Albert Pune films are kind of leaked, like Vicious Lips. That is leaking out, coming out, you know. But this is. And it was great because Albert Pune did a little taped intro that they played in front of it, and it was just really, really nice and a nice tribute to this man and a great movie. If you ever get a chance to see Radioactive Dreams in its full scope format, because I know that VHS is out there, but if you get a chance, I think you should. It's really great. And oh my, and also. Oh my God, the wonderful Lisa Blount, you know, from Officer and a Gentleman and Dead and Buried and Prince of Darkness, as the Miles Archer, the steely femme fatale kind of neo-techno villain, the new way, and the mutants in this film, the different types of mutants, the cameo by George Kennedy, which is fun, and then the kind of musical ending, which you should get angry at. You should get angry, but you're not. It's so joyous. It's so wonderful and beautiful. You're like, and there's that wonderful scene where they come and save the day, and they come out of the smoke. It was incredible. The audience just burst into cheers. I mean, they burst into applause in this film. There's so many balls out crazy moments in this film with people screaming and yelling directly at the camera and singing. It's It's great. It's great. If all musicals were as good as Radioactive Dreams, then I would be a fan of the musical genre more. Oh, man. It's like a musical in the sense of, like, Streets of Fire type musical type thing. But so there it is. Pune. Pune, pune. Incredible. And, of course, ends in, of course, a great gun battle as well. Great.